This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. Tomorrow's news tonight, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing that's working on the Third Watch, thank you, thank you, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also follow us and check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Our podcast is over there, and several other things, too. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Want to say hello to Pete in St. Pete. He's saying howdy, howdy. And we've also got Guy, and I'm not sure where Guy is from because he didn't say, so hello to Guy. Now, I'm going to play this little short 48-second clip. This is Holly Williams on CBS this morning. She apparently is a reporter overseas somewhere. she's got a heavy accent. English accent, but here we go.
The Pentagon says Soleimani was responsible for the death of hundreds of American and coalition service members and also approved the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad this week. But even many of Soleimani's enemies admitted he was a military genius. He spearheaded Iran's involvement in the Syrian civil war, helping to shore up the Syrian regime's grip on power. And in Iraq, ironically, he and his forces were on the same side as the U.S., fighting against ISIS.
By killing Qasem Soleimani, the U.S. has stripped Iran of an inspirational military leader. But it's also further inflamed dangerously high tensions. Iran has already vowed to take, quote, harsh revenge.
Now, a couple of things kind of stand out there. First of all, what did you think about what you just heard?
Well, what she said is actually factual. It cannot be denied that he was inspirational, and he was inspirational to all the Shiites.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones that, I mean, I watched part of the, you know, memorial service or funeral service or whatever it is, and, mm-hmm. and that was being held in for Soleimani, and they're all crying and blah, 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 blah. Let's not forget what the graffiti they put on the side of our embassy
yep.
was that, so, he was a very tactical war leader. We cannot deny that either. So, I mean, it's almost like she's singing his praises. I mean, I think the Atlantic or the New Yorker even said that he has a soft side. You know, he reads poetry. Give me a break.
Yeah,
you
know,
but you know what she said was factually correct.
Okay. Well, what stood out to me, even though it was factually correct, was a couple of things. He spearheaded Iran's involvement in the Syrian civil war, hoping to shore up this. Yeah, but all of a sudden, for the last several months, going on about a year, they've been trying to work out a deal to get Bashar al-Assad out of Syria and put their person in there to run Syria. You knew that, right?
Well, yeah, because they know that they were there to protect Bashar al-Assad until things began to settle down where they took Idlib and Aleppo. And now they've pretty much decided that he's, through all of this, he's been an ineffectual leader, so they'd like to put somebody else in there. So if there is a regime change in Syria, it's not because of the United States, not because of the West. It would be because of Iran.
Right. And then, of course, fighting beside his forces against ISIS and blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. Well, he personally wasn't fighting beside us because he was on the terrorist watch list. And had he shown his face, we would have arrested him.
No, we were dealing with him. We were literally dealing with he and his militia because the Islamic State is Sunni and Soleimani is obviously Shiite. So, yeah, you have to play with the devil, and we did play with the devil during the war with Islamic State.
Right, and of course, Islamic State is gone but not forgotten because they're still starting to spring up in little areas around the country. And of course, the Sunnis were finally allowed, I think, to take part in the government, which they were barred from because if they were a Ba'athist Party member, correct me if I'm wrong, you could not run for an elected position.
That was years and years and years ago. Their parliament is pretty convoluted where the Muqtada al-Badr has the largest voting block, interestingly enough, in the Iraqi parliament. And they are very much aligned with Tehran. So if there is a vote to remove the United States, it might be a successful vote. But then again, we are probably talking to their leadership, what leadership there is that's left in Iraq, and we're going to say, this will be to your disadvantage. You had better be careful who you decide to partner with. You want to partner with the United States and the West and still deal with all the Iraqis who have no tolerance for your regime, or do you want to partner with Iran?
Exactly. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And when we do come back, we're going to give you kind of an update, if you will, on the impeachment scenario, because that's not going away anytime soon. What exactly is Nancy Pelosi trying to do by sitting there and holding on to the documents? We'll see if we can get an answer there. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, their logo link is on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and right now, for a limited time, during the month of January, you can win a free gun and ammunition for that gun for a year, a whole year for free. So you got to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab, and when you do, sign up to win that gun and all that ammunition, free ammunition for a year, and then consider becoming a member, because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA can give you the kind of protection that you want and deserve. And don't forget about the thing that's coming up here with the $474 worth of free stuff that you will get for becoming a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. So check them out and go ahead and do that. Now, back to Denise Simon with FoundersCode.com. Now, you want to continue to talk about Iraq for a minute, and we will do that before we move on to impeachment. There is, and Iran has threatened, after the three-day mourning period, which I believe ends at midnight tonight, that's the third day, so Sunday we could see something going on either in Iraq or Israel or somewhere around the Middle East or South America or Europe, an attack by Iranian proxies. I don't think it'll be Iraq per se, but by Iranian proxies. What say you?
The imminent attack appears that the intelligence of it is coming from several envoys and several intelligence officials say that there were three targets, or could still be three targets, which would be Lebanon, which is the one that I've been focusing on,
right,
in Iraq, and also in Syria. Because remember, I think we still have 600 in Syria.
We do.
I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, the intelligence community is giving the read-in to the Gang of Eight in Congress about the evidence of the planning of the attack that Soleimani was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they can see that Trump made the decision or gave the approval to the military to do what they need to do to stop this plot. Now, in the meantime, we have several others. I mean, obviously, we have deployed an awful lot of additional military personnel to the Middle East.
Another 3,000. Yep.
And, I think they're there for several reasons, and that is to see what connective tissues they can come up with, look at all kinds of intelligence, to check hardened. I mean, because if Iran does anything, they will go after soft targets. And
right.
Those would necessarily mean more car bombs, I would say, would be one of the first things that we have to pay attention to. Now, those can actually happen just about anywhere. They can happen in Central America. They can happen in Latin America. They could even happen here. Let's not forget, earlier this year, our FBI worked two cases of Hezbollah operatives. One operative had been in the United States an awful long time.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, they were able to stop that one. But I guess we don't know what other operatives there may be here in the United States. The other piece is that they need to look at Europe. Now, Pompeo mentioned something very interesting yesterday because he said, we've got the French, we've got the Brits, and we've got the Germans that are not fully bought in
mm-hmm.
with, taking down Soleimani,
mm-hmm.
which is remarkable. But anyway, mm-hmm. that's where we are.
Okay, well, now we're going to shift gears. We're going to go back to talking about impeachment simply because it's not going anywhere. And there is a lawsuit that's going on right now. And the report that was on Newsmax said that the judges were torn over the Mueller grand jury access for Congress. Now, this is a lawsuit. What's that all about?
The Democrats refused to let go. They're relitigating the entire Mueller report. And so what they have done is they have filed a lawsuit because they want access to all of the evidence that was gathered by the entire Mueller team. Some of it they can have without any problem, but anything that was grand jury material is what is in real dispute. And so we've got some judges here that are saying, wait, we don't do grand jury material. That's really kind of a law. They have to get some kind of a legal decision on that, or the Mueller team would necessarily have to sign a waiver allowing members of Congress, those like Schumer or Nadler or
mm-hmm.
or Schiff, to have it. And
mm-hmm.
the Mueller team has not given that approval. So it's now come down to the judges, and the judges are, I guess, trying to figure out what they want to do with it.
All righty. Now, we also heard Mark Meadows, who's supposedly not running for re-election and leaving the Congress at the first part of the year, said that he's considering joining the trial team for the president.
He would not do it necessarily as a lawyer. He may do it as an advisory because of what materials that the investigative, the Republican investigative teams have when it comes to all things impeachment. Now, let's remember, too, that Pelosi is, with her cohorts there in her caucus are still trying to build, I would say, more articles of impeachment. you know, they've already put that threat out that if these first two articles fail, they can impeach again and again and again.
That's true.
So McConnell got on the Senate floor yesterday and just said, look, we're at an impasse here. You know, he's rejecting Pelosi's bid completely, and rightly so, to shape the trial in the Senate. He's just not going to allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Schumer he's having a fit over it, and he's being rather petulant about the whole thing. But understand, McConnell, he's not feeling any pressure on this. He's mm-hmm. not feeling any pressure on this at all, because he says he's not going to budge unless the two articles of impeachment are passed from the House to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's in a good position for this. So I would say more power to him.
All right. Now, we heard earlier in the week that the president had started to lose some of his influence with the evangelicals, and some people were pulling back their support and this, that, and the other. And last night in South Florida, he went to an evangelical rally, and the standing ovation that he got there was thunderous, and they loved him. I mean, that's all I can say. They loved him.
Well, the media is trying the liberal media is trying to say that because the evangelicals are a large part of the voting bloc for Trump, that he's losing some of that support. Well, there's the same media that's also telling us that Soleimani has a soft side and reads poetry.
Yeah.
So that is one of their talking points, which is the reason that I believe that this White House had this event to start with. The other piece is that we had the editor of Christian Today that wrote the article that, you know, shame on Trump and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, leaving.
Later,
leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he resigned.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think it's just another avenue that they're attacking.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. Finally, Australia, the fires in Australia. I have never seen anything like this in my life, and I'm a firefighter, retired firefighter. We've had a series of fires even in here in California, Arizona, that sort of stuff. But Australia, nobody has ever seen what they're going through there.
It is apocalyptic. That is a terrible situation.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out online, and find out all the great things that are going on there, because she's going to do some writing this week. She said she's been a little bit remiss watching everything that's been going on there, but she'll be writing over the weekend, so you'll see some stuff pop up there pretty quick. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran promised to seek revenge for a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's airport that killed the mastermind of its interventions across the Middle East, and the U.S. said that it was sending thousands more troops to the regions as tension continues to soar in the wake of the targeted killing. The death of General Qasem Soleimani
The head of Iran's elite Quds force marks a major escalation in the standoff between Washington and Tehran, which has careened from one crisis to another since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal and imposed crippling sanctions. Almost 24 hours after the attack, Iraqi officials and Iranian-backed militias in Iraq reported another deadly airstrike. Two vehicles were hit north of Baghdad, but there's no other information on casualties at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is being brought to you by Two Guns Gun Show, Two Guys Gun Show. I will be in Brooksville next weekend, the 11th. January 11th with the lovely Susie Q will be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now you can come on over, you can browse the tables with the most modern up-to-date guns plus a large display of antique weapons ranging back from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and the Vietnam Wars as well. And don't forget that you can also sign up to register for the rallies they have there in the raffle. They give away, they give away a gun. That's what they did when we were down in Sarasota. And they also have a concealed carry class there, too. So, the Two Guys Gun Show going on for 2 days, January 11th and January 12th, from 9 to 5, up at Brooksville in the Hernando County Fairgrounds. For more information, check out the Two Guys Gun Show, twoguysshows.com website. That's twoguysshows.com website. And I'll see you there live along with Ms. Susie Q next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Brooksville. So we can't wait for that because I know that always excited to meet the people, the fans that make the show go, that support us, and we appreciate you. Believe me when I tell you, we appreciate you. Now, also, one other thing, speaking of personal appearances, I will be back down in Manatee County on Tuesday, January 21st for the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. That's the night that free admission for all, free admission. And there's going to be a special appearance made in the Veterans Hall by Daryl Worley. Remember him? The Nashville recording artist who had the song Have You Forgotten performed for our troops. He's going to be there. We're also going to have a special appearance by Jessica Lynch. She was the author of a book, I Am a Soldier Too. Remember, she was a POW captured during the Iraq war. And she was awarded a Bronze Star, Purple Heart, and now she supports and promotes PTSD causes all around the country, Jessica Lynch. She'll be there. Darrell Worley will be there. I'll be up on stage as well, and can't wait for that one. It's a night that everyone will remember because it's dedicated to all the veterans, all the Blue Star families. You're invited to come. All the Gold Star families, you're invited to come, regardless of where you live or whatever it takes. If you want to show up, you get in for free. It's January the 21st. This will be at 6 o'clock at night. They'll start with the Veterans Parade, and then after they get done with the Veterans Parade, then the event will start over there at 7 p.m. over in the Veterans Hall. That's a Veterans Tributes evening, and look forward to seeing many of you there on the 21st, and certainly I'll be there. So there you go. Now, we got quite a conversation going in the chat room, but I can't really pay attention to it. Group that has been attacked by our forces, the IRGC, and, of course, the PMF forces, those are the radicals that were responsible for attacking our base and killing the contractor and wounding our soldiers and all that, plus along with the fact that you had other people involved in the mix in northern Iraq. Up there were last week, they almost got Soleimani last week, but it didn't happen because the Kurds turned him around at a checkpoint and told him he couldn't proceed further into the area where he wanted to be. So how about that? How about that? Now, the other thing is, we have so many things that are going on right now. The Democrats are literally imploding right in front of us, and we're sitting there and we're watching this. They can't seem to get out of their own way with everything that's going on. Just can't seem to get out of their own way, and as a result, they went after Mark Esper again, the Secretary of Defense. They've gone after Trump. They've gone after everybody, anybody that supports this president. I mean, they're just coming out of the woods on this stuff. But here's our Secretary of Defense, and once again, it couldn't be explained any better as to what it is that we're doing over in Iraq right now.
How would you describe the current level of tensions and the threat in the Middle East as we speak?
Well, look, they're obviously high. We've had Iran-sponsored militia groups attacking U.S. forces now for several months. It culminated in the death of an American last week and the wounding of several soldiers. And this obviously crossed the line for us, and we responded with attacks, strikes on multiple sites by Khatib Hezbollah, which is an Iran-sponsored terrorist group. And I think we responded at the direction of the president quite forcefully, and it was a very bold and decisive move, and asserted our right of self-defense and the fact that we will act in order to defend our personnel and our interests in the region.
Could you provide some clarity on the troop deployment that has been announced so far, 750 going over, thousands more prepared to go? What does the timeline look like, and what is the possibility that more are sent?
Well, again, a priority for us is always the safety and security of our people, whether it's our diplomats, American citizens, or our forces in the region. As we've seen the events of the past couple of days, we feel very, very sure that our embassy is well secured and it has sufficient capability there to deter anything that happens. But just the same, it's prudent, based on lessons learned over the past, that we deploy additional forces to either reinforce that site or other sites in Iraq, or frankly any other location in the Middle East, as this thing escalates, if it does indeed escalate.
Now, that was done before they took out Soleimani, but it gives you an idea of what it is they're talking about in terms of troop strength and numbers. They're not going to tell you exactly. And by the way, I've been told it's 3,000. Somebody else told me it's 3,500. Somebody said it was 4,000. But then you forgot about the 750 that are already there. Take that off the 4,000, and that's what they're getting. So that 750 minus 4,000 would be 3,250. Is a number roughly of troops coming over there to make up for the 4,000. Now, part of what they're going to be doing is going back through and rebuilding and revisiting the green zone. Because I said this to you when we saw it happen live and in living time. How on earth could you get a Hezbollah unit marching in formation down the middle of the street in the green zone, unless something had gone awry? Never should have happened. Ever. Never should have happened. And that was the same group that we'd gone after when we struck the targets, the five targets, killing the 25 people that they were mourning over and this, that, and the other and all that. That supposedly brought those people down to participate in a demonstration. Yeah, right. I don't know if you saw what I saw, but all those guys in fatigues that were throwing rocks and busting things and trying to get in the wall and all that stuff in fatigues, those were either members of the Shiite militia or they were members of Hezbollah, depending on the uniform they were wearing. And if you watched the video, you also saw the IRGC commander that was directing all of them. All of them. Because they showed him once, and then they took the camera off him real quick. He either said something, or one of his security people said something, or maybe they yanked the camera for all I know. And said, no, you don't film him, you don't film him, whatever. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, coming up, final segment of the program, we're going to give you the beach and boating forecast, because it's going to be an interesting day. I've got to tell you about our buddies over at Moss Nissan as well. And then we're going to finish up with, Maxine Waters. It seems she got pranked yesterday. She fell for a call from Greta Thunberg. You know, the little globalist. She fell for a call, and it was these comedians that have done this before to other people that did it. And it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Couldn't happen to a nicer person, now could it? In my opinion. But then again, what do I know? All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so I'm going to get on out of here. We're going to take this break. And to everybody in the chat room, good morning. And to everybody that's out there listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in on this great weekend. And I hope that you're having a good weekend. NFL playoff games today and tomorrow, so we'll see where all that goes. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more. Final segment for the weekend edition right around the corner.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
When you hear that music, it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now today, Saturday, there'll be some sea fog starting out, some showers and thunderstorms that will be windy today. Scattered showers are likely. Now most of the rain is probably going to be coming here before 2 p.m., and then we might have another blast, perhaps tomorrow. But we're going to get some winds later today, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. And the chance of precipitation across this area, 90%. So we definitely are going to see some rain across the area. Now, today, the wind started out this morning. There's gusts up to about 15 to 20 miles an hour right now out of the west. But they will turn around and come out of the northwest and gust 20 to 30 miles an hour. Now, seas are going to be 5 to 7 feet, and to say they're going to be rough is an understatement. There may be some higher seas out there, too, in the Gulf. Now, the Gulf water temperature, 70 degrees. The bay water temperature, 71. The low tide comes up at 5:29 a.m., I'm sorry, 3:29 a.m. We've already had the low tide. I can't read my own writing here. And the high tide happens at 9:33 a.m. this morning. And again, rain in the forecast. And it'll eventually clear off tonight. And when it does, it'll be a little bit of a cool after an evening, because we're going to have a low Saturday night around 46 degrees here in the area. Highs on Sunday will be around 62. So the temperatures will be dropping all throughout the day. So there you go, and here we go. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest of all the franchises the Freedom Boat Club has. They've got 430 boats here, another 200 coming this year, 28 locations here, another 20 of them coming this year. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of a national conglomerate of 206 locations all across the USA. They've got 3 locations in Canada, 6 in France, 1 in the United Kingdom, and 1 in Australia, too. Now, for a limited time, ending soon, so you got to jump right on this, they're offering everybody $2,000 off to join the Freedom Boat Club. Instead of paying the normal membership fee, you get $2,000 off, you just pay the balance that's due, and you're a member. After that, you will get monthly bills for your membership. And that's a good thing. Now, at Freedom Boat Club, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other locations that Freedom Boat Club has. So to find out more, go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That will definitely save you a bunch of money. Now, did you hear about these Russian pranksters? They're out there again. They got Adam Schiff a little while ago, a couple years ago, last year or whenever, about the information they had about Donald Trump. But now they got Maxine Waters. She fell for a call from, you wait for it, Greta Thunberg, who's the teenager who is representing global warming and all that. We're all going to die, this, that, and the other. And they offered Maxine a taped Trump confession that Greta Thunberg somehow or another got her hands on. Isn't that something? And Maxine fell for it. You'll have to go to the audio to pick that up. I don't have the audio. I wasn't able to get that just yet, but I'll find it, and I'll probably have it for you Monday morning. So there you go. Good old Maxine. By the way, we need to understand that out there in La La Land, you got some real dopes. And one of the actresses out there who really doesn't matter a lot because she really hasn't done a lot, but she went and apologized to Iran for the United States killing Soleimani and said, I hope you don't hold out or don't take out your revenge on the 52% of us that don't support President Trump or something like that. I'm just paraphrasing what she said. But isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Leave it to Hollywood, right? Leave it to Hollywood to do something like that. Also,
I'm trying to find her name here. I had her name, but I don't have it now. But that's okay. Doesn't matter. She wasn't really someone that I was paying that much attention to anyway. So anyway, and by the way, Sharon Stone, remember we told you about her and the dating site that she was on under an assumed name, and they tossed her out because she wasn't using her right name? Well, she's back, and she's on it, and she's using her name. So if you want to date Sharon Stone, and I don't know what dating site it is, nobody ever said. We're all in the dark on that one. You'll say, if you want to date Sharon Stone, just go out to one of those dating sites and put her name in there and see if she shows up. But anyway, there you go. Now, Hollywood, some of the Hollywood elitists have also opened up their mouth about all of this stuff. The Soleimani thing. And they've used the term Hitler again, saying that Hitler did the same thing. Well, Hitler killed how many millions of Jews? And by the way, Soleimani killed how many thousands of Iranians, his own people, fellow countrymen? How many people trying to ethnic cleanse in Syria, trying to get rid of the Christians and the Sunnis? How many of them? Thousands. Reportedly, he killed 150 people all by himself. He just took a gun and mowed them down. By the way, good morning, James, the expert Pete, paper relocator. And good morning to Pete in St. Pete. I just saw your message there, so good morning to you there, Pete in St. Pete. Appreciate you guys and everything that you do, and I know you got a hard job to do out there, James, so carry on, as they say. Now, got to mention Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, anybody now can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. You can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Stop by one of their locations at U.S. 19 and 54 Newport Richey, Crystal River on U.S. 19, Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19, Moss Wholesale to the public. And don't forget the all-new North Tampa locations, 11001 North Florida Avenue. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura are right there. So let Moss put you in a new or newer vehicle today, and they can also repair the ride you're riding in some of the best auto repair facilities across Tampa Bay. Oh, by the way, I had them work on my wipers. I had a little problem with it. Took care of it. Didn't cost me a dime. Moss Care. Didn't cost me a dime. Moss Care. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you can save even more. Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Go over there and check them out. All right, well, here comes the music. End of another great week here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back on Monday morning with a lot more. Remember, tomorrow's news tonight here on this program, and nobody's making that up. That is the honest to God's truth after the week we've had here again with all the things that were going on. By the way, don't forget to check out Mixon's Fruit Farm down there, the Mixon's Grocery Cafe, 2525 27th Street, Bradenton. Great food. I'll see you all Monday morning, everybody. God bless America. Stay safe and stay dry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.